Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call at 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. It's mvpinsure. .us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Recently, I've seen a photo someone took of a dog locked in a Tesla with the console screen displaying the message, "My owner will be back soon. Don't worry. The AC is on and it is 71 degrees. Now, Teslas, from what I understand, I did a quick Google search on it because I thought it was interesting. Teslas have a quote-unquote dog mode that you can put the vehicle in that will either keep the air conditioning running or the heater running when you leave your vehicle based on the outside temperature. Now, I've seen on local Facebook groups, you know, like town Facebook groups, that I belong to here locally, just to keep up on, you know, what's going on around town. And over the past month or so, I've seen pictures people have taken of pets locked in vehicles when it's really, really warm out. It's just sickening. It's really sickening. I go swimming at a local rec center here. And there is a woman that goes swimming that's a part of an AquaFit class, elderly woman. And she brings her dog with her everywhere she goes. I assume this is an emotional support animal of sorts, but not like licensed or been through any training or anything like that, because she doesn't take the dog with her into the rec center. Instead, she parks under a tree and rolls down the window a little bit and leaves the dog there for an hour. Now, recently we've had temperatures here locally where it got up to 90 degrees. So if the outside temperature is 90 degrees, you figure the inside temperatures in an enclosed vehicle is going to be, you know, 100, maybe 110. Just upsets me to no end. And you try talking to her about it, and she just, you know, mind your own business, leave me alone kind of thing. It's just really disheartening and worrisome that I'm afraid that one day this dog is going to end up something happening to it because it's locked in a overheated car. I'm not sure if that's something that you can call the police on. I don't know. But if it continues during the summer, I think I might have to do something, because that's just downright cruel. But anyway, the whole purpose of this podcast is keeping your pets safe during the summer months is important. I found this article from Pet Helpful with tips to help you do that. Now, I'm only going to share a few tips. This thing has got a whole ton of different tips, talking about all sorts of different things that could happen during the warmer months. It's got quizzes that you could take. You know, there's one on, you know, what kinds of foods can you give your pet? You know, do you give it your pet or you don't give it to your pet? Just all sorts of different tips and everything. So it's a whole big article. And so I want you to go to mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, click on through to Let's Talk Insurance, and it'll bring you to the blog. If you happen to be listening later on, just in the upper right of the blog, type in Summer Pet Safety Tips 2023, and it'll bring you to the post associated with this podcast with a link to the article from Pet Helpful. First tip I want to share with you is keep them cool. Older pets have trouble maintaining their body temperature and are more likely to develop heat stroke. Dogs with thicker coats or smaller snouts can also develop heat stroke quickly. To help keep them cool, they recommend giving them frozen treats, putting ice cubes in their water dish, or providing a wading pool or sprinkler to help them keep cool while outdoors. I've got a pug with a short snout, and she gets overheated really quickly. So we make sure that we put ice cubes in her water dish. We do have a pool, and she loves to go swimming in the pool, so we make sure that while she's outdoors, we don't leave her out there for long periods of time. Usually she goes out there for a little bit to get some sunshine, play around with our other dog, and just enjoy the sunshine for a little bit. But when we notice that she starts panting heavy, we know that she's trying to maintain her body temperature and it's time to go inside. So then we bring her inside, give her ice cubes in her water dish, and just turn on the fan and allow her to allow her body to cool down. The next tip that they have for you here is watch those plants. All sorts of plants, bushes, and flowers can make your pet sick. It said in the article, it's like there's too many to mention. You could probably do a whole book on plants, bushes, and flowers that can make your pet sick. The article does mention specifically azaleas and lilies should be avoided if at all possible, as they can make your pet very sick, or even it could be even fatal if ingested. Definitely if you've got azaleas or lilies, make sure that you keep your pets away from them, because again, they can make your pet very sick, or they can be fatal if taken. It also recommends that you keep plant food and fertilizer away from anywhere your pet may wander in your yard. And it specifically brings out organic fertilizer like blood and bone meal being toxic. The blood in the blood and bone meal is high in iron, so your pet could get an iron toxicity from it. The bone meal can turn into cement in your pet's bowel, and that could be painful, and obviously he's going to need surgery. Even the organic fertilizer like blood and bone meal is toxic to pets, so keep all plant food and fertilizer away from anywhere that your pet may wander. The next tip I have for you is check for insects. If your pet is outdoors for a long period of time, it's best to check them for fleas, ticks, and mosquito bites. They're known to carry heartworm disease and are very active during the summer months. They don't recommend it specifically, but having like a flea collar, making sure that your pet is taking heartworm medication, heartworm prevention medication, would be important as well. Even though it's not specifically mentioned in this article, I think that those two things should be considered as well. Having either a flea and tick spray or a flea tick collar that your pet can wear, and then again, making sure that they're on a heartworm preventative medication. Last tip I want to share with you is barricade those windows. With warmer temperatures, many people opt to open windows instead of turning on the air conditioning to cool off their home. Make sure you have sturdy screens in place, especially on the higher floors of your home or your apartment, so your pet doesn't end up doing a free fall out the window. We actually had to rearrange our living room. Initially, the way our living room was is our couch was against the wall with windows. But, of course, our two dogs, they like to sit up on the top of the couch and look out at the birds and bark at them and try to get at them. With the windows open, we were afraid that they were going to push out the screens and get out that way. So we ended up having to rearrange our living room so that the couch was away from that bank of windows. But definitely, you hear about that every once in a while. A pet does a free fall out of a apartment window because they see a bird or something, and they end up pushing out the screen and going out the window. So again, barricade those windows. Make sure that your screens are sturdy. If you have to, there are like barriers you can purchase off Amazon to kind of put in the window to prevent your pet from having access to that screen. So definitely look into that as well. It's like a little, I want to say it's like a baby gate. It's kind of like a baby gate for the windows. It kind of pushes in, you know, it's spring-loaded, pushes in on each side, and it's got little bars and stuff. So it allows the air to come in, but it won't allow your pet access to the screen and be able to get out of the house that way. So be sure to check that out. Again, you can go to Amazon or check online for something like that if it's something that you're very, very concerned about as far as your pet. Now, again, be sure to check out the full article from Pet Helpful for more tips and quizzes to help keep your pet safe this summer. There are all sorts of different quizzes. Like I said, I mentioned the one that I looked at as far as the summer foods, what ones are good for your pet. I didn't realize that cherries and avocados should be avoided. And that corn, blueberries, and cantaloupe are stuff that you can give your dog. I knew about blueberries, but I didn't know about cantaloupe. I thought that was fairly interesting. And that you shouldn't give your pet cherries. I think giving them cherries probably has to do with a pit, I would imagine, that they could swallow the pit and make them sick. Avocados, I'm sure there's something with avocados. They may be some sort of chemical or something in there that can make them sick. But yeah, there's lots of interesting and helpful information on the article from Pet Helpful. So be sure to check that out. Again, go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, click on through to Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to our blog. If you happen to be listening later on, easy enough, in the upper right of the blog, type in Summer Pet Safety Tips 2023, and it'll bring you to the blog post with a link to the article from Pet Helpful. With, again, a lot of information on keeping your pets safe this summer. And once again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you have a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. I want to thank you for tuning in every week to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. Again, my name is Matt, and I hope you have a wonderful summer. I hope you stay cool this summer, and I hope you keep your pets safe this summer. Until next time, take care.